Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom. This is the day that the Most High has made, so let us rejoice and be glad. This sound the shofar, which is for the assembling, gathering, and the preparing of Yah's people. We will come back and go into prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory. Pray for our brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of this earth, that they'll be uplifted, ministered to, faith increase by your living word, Yah. We love you today and forever. Thank you for your mercy and grace towards our sins and our mistakes and our shortcomings and our pitfalls. We strive towards the finish line. We ask for strength to be able to endure until the end. Heal our bodies of hidden diseases and sicknesses. Touch those that are fighting cancer. Touch those that are falling into fear. And may your love enshroud them. Let them know that the angels are there with them to minister to them, that they might receive the healing that you've already provided for when our brother Yeshua took stripes on his back. Come against suicide, giving up, oppression, depression, false senses of hope. May people realize that you are our hope. You're the only thing that's going to bring us through. Thank you for what you're doing, what you've done. Thank you for what we have. Thank you for what we don't have. It's in the name of our Savior and King we pray. Yeshua HaMashiach, in this world, calls Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, and we love you, that you've known us before the foundations of the world.
You know my name.
preacher, and we're back at you again here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're so glad that the Most High knows our name and everything about us, everything we need before we even ask, he already knows, which is why we worship him and praise him in spirit and in truth. Blueprint for Life was designed to give you the relevance of the commandments and scriptures as it is today in our life, to better understand biblical prophecy, where we are, where we're going, what you should do, where you've come from, how good he's been to you. And we truly thank Yah for his goodness and for his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, in this world, ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Christ is not his second name or his last name. It just means the anointed one. The Mashiach means our Messiah, our anointed Messiah. And we accept him as that. We believe in the sacrifice that he made for us so that we could be a royal priesthood, chosen generation. We can walk in the order of Melchizedek, and there's no discrimination in that facet. The commandments are a way of life. It's a blueprint because it gives us a construct, gives us order, gives us a substratum to be able to build the foundation of our lives off of. You can't live lawless, can't walk around here saying you only live once and try and becoming a trisexual and everything else. You got to have some order in your life. And the word of Yah is here to help you to maintain order that will create a healthy lifestyle, a spiritual lifestyle, a set apart lifestyle, and put a mark on you that others will notice and see, especially demon spirits, as we talked about for the last 2 weeks, how technology is being utilized so that the onslaught and excess of demonic activity can be furthered. So we have to be wise and know how to protect ourselves spiritually because we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. And that's not just tactics and the way he moves. It's science and technology, which Paul warned Timothy about, to watch out for the oppositions of science. So we don't try to become intellectuals. We try to become obedient to Yah. As King Solomon said, the writing of books and learning and reading, there's no end. You'll get tired. He said, at the end of it all, the whole duty of man is to fear Yah and keep his commandments. That's all he asks. And if he asks you to give him one day and call that a holy day, the Sabbath, as many of us used to think Sunday was the Sabbath, but you did all kinds of crazy things on Sunday after church. No, the Sabbath is the seventh day. After the sixth day of creation, when he made man and woman, he rested on the seventh day and told us to enjoy his creation. So that's what we do. That's what changes your life. It makes things much better. When we come back, let's go ahead and move into our health is wealth segment. What profit of man to gain the whole world, lose his soul? What good is it to have millions of dollars but be facing cancer and won't be able to enjoy it? No. Your spirituality is also tied to your health. Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we come back, we're going to get into that, get into some things that are benefit and better your temple so that the Ruach can live.
Yeah, I want to sing my song. Mr. Gardner, Mr. Gardner. But I got to say like David and make some declarations.
For sure.
Because you see the day and age that we're living in. You can't try to steal from the hand that feed it.
But mama, you
some of us do that. You know?
Yeah.
But listen. Talk.
Father God, I come to you. Presenting me heart and my life to you. I present my pain and my strife to you. Present all my troubles and my worries to you. That's what I want to do. All of that come to you. Presenting me life and me heart to you. I stretch out my hand and Lord, I give it to you. That's what I do. Take it and do what you want to do. Hey, Father God, I come to you. Giving everything up just to live for you. Leaving everything just to be with you. To sup with you. To sing with you. That you want me to run with you.
you've been enjoying the segment on health as well. We've been going over some fantastic herbs and supplements that you can turn into tinctures or teas that can totally turn your life around, especially the one last week, the barberry root bark, definitely a winner. Should be in your shopping cart, in your supplement cabinet, medicine cabinet. You should definitely have that herb. But you can always go back into the archives and listen to the lessons and find out what those herbs are. Today I'm going to cover, I'm going to go through a couple of different herb supplements, oils, and tinctures that will create more energy in your body. Change your energy levels. We'll go through 10 of them today, and then after that we'll get into the lesson. The lesson today is faith versus fear, and should be an interesting lesson. I'm really going to just read a lot of different scriptures to let you see the difference in how we have to be in control, because everything around us constantly speaks anxiety to people, and anxiety levels of people and stress levels are so high these days. I think these supplements we're going to look at, and in prayer, staying in the Word, keeping these commandments, will help a lot of people. All right, the first one I want to talk about, number one, is coconut oil. A lot of us have gotten really used to cooking with olive oil, which is good for you, but coconut oil is actually better for you. It's a superfood that you can rely on. It's rich in fatty acids, encourages your body to burn more calories, and studies show that besides providing your brain and body with a source of energy, consuming coconut oil can also increase your daily energy expenditure. Now, I don't want to skip over the brain, because it has been reported, tests have been done, that coconut oil can aid in helping to decrease dementia and Alzheimer's. So sometimes it's even good to maybe take just like a little half a teaspoon and to just swallow it down, but definitely to cook with it. The next one is, a lot of people don't know about this, they sleep on this, it's bee pollen. Organic bee pollen. Bee pollen is a mixture of natural products that bees use to make bee bread. Bee bread serves as the main protein source for the entire colony. It provides vitamins and minerals that are found in royal jelly. Because of its high levels of protein, carbohydrates, and B vitamins, bee pollen can help prevent fatigue and support healthy energy levels. Guess what else? Bee pollen can help with asthma conditions. If your children are suffering from asthma, this is something you want to incorporate into their diet. It's kind of sweet, so you can probably put it in their cereal or something and blend it in, or even if you can take a whole teaspoon. But it helps to fight asthma and helps to build the cardiovascular system as well. A lot of people are sleeping on minerals, and our bodies are mineral deficient, which is what causes a lot of various problems. Magnesium is one that a lot of people are missing out on in their diets. Magnesium is an essential mineral that's involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions inside your body. You need magnesium to support a healthy immune system, as well as the healthy functions of your nerves and muscles. Research also shows that magnesium plays an important role in your body's production of energy and protein. To increase your magnesium levels, eat lots of green leafy vegetables, as well as nuts, seeds, and whole grains. You can also take the supplements, but you'll find them in seeds, nuts, and whole grains, and a lot of the green drinks. We do have a green drink that we make around here. If you want that formula, you can hit me up on email. Let's go to spirulina. That's one of the products inside of the green drink that we put together around here. Spirulina refers to any of three blue-green algae widely used today as health supplements because of their many benefits. These benefits include for your, you know, your optimal brain and immune functions because of its abundance of essential nutrients such as protein, calcium, iron, magnesium, B vitamins. Spirulina also promotes healthy energy levels. Let's go to the next one, which is chlorella. Although better known for supporting the body's natural ability to detox, chlorella can also support healthy energy levels. This nutritious algae contains a unique complex known as chlorella growth factor. which can supply raw materials to your cells. As a result, your body ends up with more free energy that it can use for other important processes. Then there's one called CAMU, Camu Camu. It's a super fruit that hails from the Amazon rainforest in Peru and Brazil. It's rich in antioxidants, especially vitamin C. Camu Camu can support your immune function as well as the health of your eyes and skin. Recent studies have also found that food rich in vitamin C can promote healthy energy levels. Now, this one might shock you, but there's so many reports on coffee, but organic coffee, because some coffee is derived especially decaffeinated. They use chemicals to get the caffeine out of the coffee. So you're wasting your time talking about giving me a decaffeinated coffee because you don't want the jitters. But let me read this. Arguably the most popular and most consumed beverage in the world, coffee is well loved for its rich taste, pleasant aroma, and incredible benefits. Thanks to caffeine, coffee can speed up communication between the brain and the body, thus serving as a great pick-me-up, make you feel awake and alert. Studies have found that caffeine promotes the breakdown of body fat, which results in the production of more fuel for cells. This can give your body a quick burst of energy, but then again, people have been known to crash after that morning coffee. I myself got into the habit of starting my day off with teas. If I'm going to have coffee, it's probably later on in the day once I'm starting to slow down. That morning time is so crucial and critical to what you give your body, having fasted all night and been asleep and your cell walls, cells being broken down, detoxing, circulation a little bit slower. It's really important what you put in your body in the mornings. It's called breakfast because you're breaking a fast. And when you break a fast, you don't break a fast with a bunch of steak and eggs. That's the American breakfast. Grains, fruits, teas, minister to your body in the morning when you wake up. And let it have nothing but the good things that come from this earth and not out of a package. Okay, so the lesson of the day is faith versus fear. And I want to get into it because with this plandemic, scamdemic that we've been going through and this political upheaval, this election, it's been pumping a lot of fear and anxiety in people's hearts to the point where they're losing faith. And I got to say, everything that they're doing, just shutting down churches, gatherings, keeping you from touching and hugging people and everything, it's in total contrast to the word of Yah. He said, if any two touch and agree on one thing, I'll be in the midst. He said, greet your brethren with a holy kiss. Now we see people and we stand back, we jump, we run. We are filled with the fear that has come through media. And we don't even have the ability to heal each other because we don't want to touch each other. A touch can be healing. The human body has been said it needs 9 hugs a day. You don't understand the energy that passes from warmth, love, care, concern. But now everybody's saying that's out the window. Don't touch me and stay away from me and put your mask on so I can't see how you really feel today. Not social distancing. We're socially dismantling ourselves and our environment and our society all in the name of fear. I don't know about you guys, but when I come back, we're going to get into some scriptures about faith and fear. But don't let the media, the Satanists, and MK Ultra and cognitive dissonance cause mind control for you and have you acting in a way that you shouldn't act. How dare you not want to hug your own child because you think you're going to pass them a disease? How dare you let somebody tell you to stay away from your family and not have dinner and do some social distancing? This is your life. We're all going to have to die. So shouldn't you be in control under the authority of Yah? Take back your mind.
Now tell your boss, it's my turn. trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat, and so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize? Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Oh, Grandmaster, let the people go. You put them in total confusion to destroy their soul. For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I take slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted. Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Before we went to that song, it's a medical fact that coming into contact with people and germs actually is like lifting weights for your immune system. You can't have these antibodies unless they become exposed to things. And once you have caught something and your white blood cells kick in, you become immune to it and it doesn't repeat and come back. That's really sad that people want to listen to a Dr. Fauci and not do the research themselves because we're lazy. We like convenience, easy things. We'd rather talk to Alexa and Siri than pick up a book or do some research and find out the truth. There's been pandemics taking place since the bubonic plague. There's been the H1N1, which was even worse, and Ebola, which was directed towards black people. We survive these things, but when we start throwing the word of Yah away and listening to man and his science and start panicking and living in fear, you become just like the world. And fear is of the devil. Faith is the premise of Yah. So you got to ask yourself, what am I pouring into my temple through my ear gate and my eye gate that's affecting me physically and telling me what I need to do with what belongs to Yah? You're no longer in control of your body when you've been washed in the blood of Yeshua and you've been born again. You now are dead to flesh yourself and the things of this world, and the landlord is Yeshua HaMashiach. He and the Holy Spirit are making intercessions for you to the Father, that you might have a healthy life. And he said, I came that you might have life that more abundantly. He said, I wish above all else you'll prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And then Isaiah 58 says, let me go ahead and read it, because we're going to get into some scriptures about faith versus fear, because anything that's based on fear, as this world utilizes the fear factor, they were able to shut down whole countries, towns, communities. Businesses are gone, done. People are broke, jobless, and homeless. And it started with fear and mind control. That media and those devices and that TV is a powerful thing, because you don't realize the science that has gone in to subliminal messaging through music, songs. You listen to some of this music and start itching and getting horny and everything else. You don't know what it came over you. I'll tell you, a demon spirit that wants to take over your body and have you abuse your body in the ways of fornication and adultery or excessive drug use or alcohol drinking to take you out, because Satan comes to rob, kill, and destroy. You, Satan is scared of you when you walk around here without fear. He said in Isaiah 58, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, the Sabbath is his holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now go back to Isaiah 58 and 9. It says, he's talking about fasting. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at 7. Isaiah 58 and 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. That's when you walk down the street and you see that homeless person coming up to you, talking about you got a dollar, you got some money. You're like, nah, cool. That's you hiding your eyes like you didn't see them, and you don't see people out here struggling. And it's in your means to buy them a hot cup of coffee, give them a sandwich, or do something, or give them some clothing or food. This chapter is amazing, because it said this is the real fast, the fast that he has chosen. And listen to this. What I want you to hear is the benefit of blessing others. Chapter 8, verse 8 said, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call on the Lord, and he will answer you. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Is this not what we want in our lives, to be able to call on Yah and he immediately answers you, yes, my child? So if you read 58 and do what he's telling you to do, take care of the less fortunate, the homeless, afflict your souls in the proper way. And he goes on to 13th verse to talk about keeping the Sabbath, keeping it holy. These are the benefits. People don't even realize the benefits of obedience. So when we talk about health, you got fear about what's out there, like it's floating around. Well, we could easily go to Psalms 91 and 1 that tells us those that walk in this manner will have the protection of Yah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He'll be your hiding place. And he'll say, let me go back to Isaiah 58:9. He'll say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, see, let me break that down so you don't read over it. Take away the yoke. That's the thing, that bondage that has you stuck, your lust, your anxiety, your fear. A yoke is not from an egg. A yoke is the iron shackles that they would put around the slaves' necks. And then they had broken the slaves' mentality. So after many years of wearing that, they took the yoke off of the slaves, because they said, we've already broken their minds, their souls, and their spirit. They're not running. They're not going to try to go back to Africa or where they came from. We've broken their souls, their spirits. You have to let Yeshua break the yoke off of your life and take the shackles off of your life and stop acting as a slave, a prisoner, or a sinner. Be free. So let's look at it again. He said, take away from the midst of thee the yoke. And then look, the putting forth of the finger. Let me explain that. That's you always wanting to sass with your mouth and talk about somebody and pointing at somebody else and casting judgment and dispersion on someone else. Always pointing the finger, blaming others. That's bearing false witness. That's breaking the commandments. He said, take that away. And speaking vanity, just being so vain. I'm this, I'm that. Do you know there's a scripture that said, don't even compliment yourself. Let somebody else do it. It's in Psalms. Let others praise you. You don't go around praising yourself. It's vanity. You speak so vain. And this world has taught you to say, you got to believe in yourself, or else nobody else will. But no, you're supposed to have humility and be doing the things that he articulated in verses 6 and 7. Help the less fortunate, the hungry. And define humility. I want to be the one that can call on Yah, and he answers me right away. I want my health to spring forth. He didn't say sickness won't come your way because the devil's trying to attack our bodies daily. And then sometimes we take in things that we shouldn't have taken in. We don't pray over our food. Are we eating food we shouldn't be eating? You know, I'm very cautious about always eating out or eating other people's cooking because food poisons are terrible. Salmonella and different diseases that you can get because somebody left the food sitting out, left the potato salad sitting out at the picnic you went to. And now everybody's got food poisoning, stomach poisoning, and you're sick. I bet you'll call on Yeshua then. So we have to be wise. Now, I know there's been many a times my body's very sensitive, and the Holy Spirit will tell me don't eat that, or something's not right. Or watch those people preparing your food. What makes you think demons can't jump in somebody preparing your food because you ticked them off the way you ordered, or you raised your voice when you ordered? It's a very dangerous thing to eat out now. I'll tell you the truth. It's very dangerous. You're taking your life into your hands. I'm so serious because of all the toxins and the recalls on food and the GMOs. And now restaurants aren't making money, so they got to cut costs and cut corners. So they use some of the cheapest meats, oils, white salt, raising your blood pressure, raising your cholesterol, high fructose corn syrup. And you like, boy, this sure tastes good. My stomach turns when I look at some of these commercials of like a pancake breakfast with a bunch of syrupy and whipped cream and straw. And then your body begins to lust after that. And there's no nutrition in that whatsoever. So we've been duped. Let's get into faith versus fear, because the world is pumping fear. Fear is causing sickness, and fear is literally tearing down your immune system. And this is how people are getting sick. Everybody has these underlying conditions. Their own pharmaceutical medicines. And the best thing in the world to do is to wean yourself off of those pharmaceutical medicines. Find a substitute in an herbal form or a tea or tincture and stay healthy. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's substantive to believe Yah. You can actually, it's tangible. You can feel it. That's how thick your faith has to be. And so how do I get my faith there, Brother V? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. When you start to learn these scriptures and memorize them and quote them and speak to your mountains through the scriptures, you know, your mountains will come down. When you see somebody get ready to try to sass you, badmouth you, or a trial coming your way, when you know that scripture in Isaiah, that no weapon, 58:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When you say it in a manner of faith, with your shoulders out, your head up, you can't see in the dimension that the demons are operating in, but they are there and they're afraid of you. And you can speak into any and every dimension with your words and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Yeshua. And when you say it with authority, because you know the word, that power happens. He said that we would cast out demons. We would lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Why are you succumbing to the fear that's being pumped into your brain through media, social media? It's amazing to see what social media did during this election. Anybody that posted anything about any president, they took down, trying to create their own narrative and swing everybody in a certain direction because they know social media has a hook in your nose. You can't stay away from it for a day. And it's called social dismantling. When social media controls politics and world governance? Let's get some more scriptures. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind is anxiety and fear seeks to destroy your sanity. So we got a lot of insane people running around the world today because they don't have the power of Yah operating them lives in their lives because they rather depend on what comes on the news, what people say in social media, and what everybody's doing. I'm to the point where I really don't even like going to places because people saying, could you put your mask on? I've been living for over 50 years. And now you're running around here trying to cast your fear on me. It's not going to happen. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So what we're seeing is the love of many has waxed cold in society today because they don't fear Yah. And they don't even know what perfect love is because the majority of society thinks that infatuation is love, thinks that a chemical induced mind brain scan is love. What am I in reference to? Infatuation helps to secrete oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins in your brain because you got a visual stimulus, visual stimuli from what you observed, what you saw, or what you think you have. And that's why when people don't feel those endorphins upon looking at someone anymore, they think that they're not in love anymore. When love is actually a conscious decision, you make a choice to serve Yah. You make a choice to stay in love with your husband or wife. It's a choice because there'll be good days and bad days. So perfect love actually makes you not afraid to go further. And that love is not perfect until you find Yah, because Yah is love. Satan is fear. He brings fear. He's a father of lies, and they look to scare people. And everything going on around us right now is all based in fear. We need help. We need help. I don't know why people think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is about to save the whole world. That is not Superman and Wonder Woman. They're not about to do nothing. You better save your soul. You better save yourself. And then save your family by repenting and coming back to Yah, because Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. There will be tribulation. There will be more shortages of things. And you will have to stand on faith and follow him when he says, move with the cloud, as the children of Israel did. Move with the fire, as the children of Israel did. Come out of the city, as Lot and his family did. Get on the boat and keep it moving like Noah and his family did. There will be protection for Yah's people, but you got to find solace and comfort in loving and serving him. As he said in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, he has not given us fear. He gives us power. People will see your strength, and you can love people and forgive people, and you'll keep your sanity in the midst of this scandemic. And stop worrying about what am I going to do? What should we do? Today is the day that you seek Yah. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will always lead and guide. Let's look at Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything. Now, I'm reading out of the ESV version, not the KJV version. And it reads like this: do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and be thankful, let your requests be made known to Yah. If you're living like Isaiah 58 that we read earlier, when you make your request known, because now we can boldly approach the throne, he will provide, he will answer your prayers when you live in righteousness. Listen, if you're keeping these commandments, you're not being braggadocio, you're walking in humility, you can say, Father, you said, Father, you promised, Father, you said in your word, you can put him in remembrance of the promises that he made for those that are obedient to him. Stand in your authority. Don't let the mind control that this world is using through its devices take over your life. Let's get another one, John 8, 31 through 44. So Yeshua said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Before I read the rest, let's go backwards. All right, that's all you got to do on that word. Read it backwards. So look, how will I know the truth? He said, if you abide in my word, you become my disciples, which is the root word for discipline, and you will know the truth. And what happens is learning his word brings truth, and the truth sets you free. So you will not be free until you learn the word and spend time in the word. This has to be like a meal, reading the Bible and praying in the morning and memorizing these scriptures and verses. You've got to let the subliminal of the word get in your mind. Something we like to do now is let the scriptures play loud in the house through social media. Yeah, I turn on the Bible and let it just, and I hear all these scriptures, and all it does is encourage my soul. But even more so, this verse is saying that it's bringing me into the truth, and it's setting me free. Free from the shackles and yokes of this world that are trying to control my mind. I'm trying to transform my mind, which is why I have to watch what I watch, because there's a subliminal in everything we watch that's fighting for your mind and for control. You've got to be inundated with the word of Yah. Let me read the rest. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Yeshua answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. See, if you're not keeping the word to help you fight off sin, you'll be a slave to it because it'll try to take you over. People get addicted to sin. And those sins bring spirits, demons, possession, vying for control of your mind. And this is why you have to be on spiritual alert in everything you do. It will change your posture, trust me. You'll walk out that house knowing, okay, I'm about to go to war. You think you're going to go shopping or something like that, but no, you are in a warfare daily against demon spirits, demonic activity. And you have to guard yourself. Let me go to the King James Version so that I can finish this out. Let's see. Starting at 31. Well, I'm going to go to verse 33. They answered him, 33, they were talking about, we're Abraham's seed. We've never been slaves. And so 34, he said, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of the sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Sadducees, Pharisees, because my word hath no place in you. You see that? People won't understand you when you start quoting the truth. Because there's people that don't like you now. because you're standing on the promises of Yah. It's called favor. Verse 37, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen, which is of your father. Talking about Satan. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Yeshua said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of Yah. This did not Abraham. He didn't do those things. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Yah. And Yeshua said unto them, if Yah were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. None. Satan seeks to lie to everybody. That's why everybody's lying in politics, lying on your job, lying with contracts. These people serve Satan. Some of the richest people and your entertainers and yeah, those you idolize, American Idol. These people have sold out to Satan, who offered them the riches of the world if they would worship him. Don't talk about you a good person. These people tried to walk around here, these Sadducees and Pharisees want to kill Yeshua, Jesus Christ, because they were of Satan. But they were walking around with all of this self-righteousness because they thought they were the kids of Abraham. Now, y'all some thieves, murderers, and liars. Because of who's operating in you. The rest of 44 said that he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth because there's no truth in him. When Satan speaks, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. That is astounding. That's why I tell people, don't lie. Don't lie, because anyone who's lying is speaking of their father or who's influencing them at the time, because only Satan does it. Most High can't even lie. He doesn't lie. It's all truth in him. It's all light in him. Satan is darkness and vain and uplifted with pride and false promises. Can't stand when somebody lies to me because they're a child of Satan. I don't play that. It's just a white lie. Oh, I forgot what I said. No. You are of Satan. And you better repent, or else you're going to bust open the lake of fire with gasoline draws on, as we used to say. Go to Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear thou not. Check yourself before you start quoting back what you saw in the news and thinking it's coming your way and it's going to happen to you. Whose child are you? Joshua 1 and 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Most High Yah is with you wherever you go. You know why you're afraid? Because he's not with you. You know why he's not with you? Because you're not in his word. You know why you're not in his word? Because you're walking with Satan. You're walking in lies. You're walking in panic. You're still holding on to pet sins, and you're still leaving room for you to fall into an occasional sin here and there. But those who know they're keeping these commandments, keeping the Sabbath, and walking with Yah and praying and giving him their time, when they walk out the door, there's no fear because they know who's with them. If you've got that fear on you, panic. You're not where you need to be in this relationship. Perfect love casts out fear. And Yah is love. God is love. And you don't have it in you. You need to repent today and build a real relationship with Yah to help dispel your fear. This is nothing to be played with. That's why it seems simple. Fear versus faith, and people think they got it, but no, they don't have it. When you break down these scriptures and you see There are things that you're not doing to alleviate the pain of fear and anxiety. I'll listen to you talk to me all day long about what I need to do for myself, but at the end of the day, I know what I have to do. Fall on my face and my knees, especially in the mornings, because he said, if you seek me early, you'll find me, and repent of my sins, unknown sins, these spirits that just keep coming out of nowhere, tapping you on the shoulder, bringing back bad thoughts, bad relationships, bad memories, or bad adultery and fornication. And you have to cast down the imaginations. This takes work to transform your mind, your spirit and soul, and turn off these TV channels in your mind that Satan keeps tuning you into. You have to immediately cast down the imaginations. How do I do that? I've got to let good substantive things get into my psyche, my spirit, my soul, and break the mind control that's being utilized by this world and Satan and his demons. Now, if I'm not putting nothing in, I'll have nothing to fight with. Let's get some more scriptures. I'm almost done. I'm not going to talk your head off today. This is the one right here, Matthew 6 and 27. This is a good one. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Let me read it in the ESV version. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of your life? There's nothing you can do to change the expiration date on your life. Anxiety and fear, worried about, there's nothing you can, there are a lot of things out of your hands. That makes you scared right there, doesn't it? See, that's fear right there, because you have a problem of needing to be in control and control everything around you. So you know what that is? That's that yoke. That's that yoke of bondage, because you can't control everybody, everything. Can't even control yourself or your own mouth. See, that's the yoke. Yeshua is in control. God is in control. You're not in control. So you got to cast your cares on him because he cares for you. That's perfect love. Saying, God, I trust you. I'm just going to love you, praise you, and worship you because I know you got my best interest in mind. That's love and trust. That's faith. But when you keep trying to control it, I got to straighten it out. I got a heart attack coming. That's what you got. Your responsibility is to stay in the word. Trust him. Love yourself. Love others. Take care of people. Call on him. He'll be there. He is our light in the midst of darkness, and he is our navigator through the tough terrain. Let's get a few more. Proverbs 14:26. Read it in King James. Sorry, I don't like these various versions, so I'll stick to the King James. Proverbs, I think I said 14 and 26. And it reads like this. Goes a little something like this. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Such a short verse, but so powerful. You have to really read through it. When you learn to only fear the Most High, that builds your confidence. You've got to fear him and his judgments. And the children of Yah, of God, shall have a place of refuge. In him is our safety, where we dwell. But it comes through you fearing him. Now, it's not like you're panicking. It's a reverential order. Like, I revere you. That's Yah who made the universe. He's watching you every day, and he sees it all. He'll shorten the span of your life. Fifth commandment, honor your mother and father that your days may be long. So what does that say? It says that your days can be short because of dishonoring parents and those that have rule over you. The world likes to call it karma, but it's reap what you sow.
And he wants you to have a long life. That is a blessing of Yah. He said, I'll bless you with long life. Satisfy your years.
Proverbs 19 and 23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Did you hear that? If you will learn to be reverential towards Yah and have fear, like, I better be good. Because a lot of you do things that you think you're doing behind your husband or wife's back, or your family's back, or your coworkers, or nobody saw me steal that, or, oh, that was innocent, or I just took a little thing out the store. No, Yah is watching. And when you begin to understand that, you'll be like, nah, I don't want my daddy to get upset with me. I'm not going to take that because that's not right. I didn't pay for that, didn't do that. And, you know, why am I doing these things? Yah is watching and documenting these things. And so when he sees that you understand that he's omniscient, omnipresent, and all-knowing, he said that he that hath this shall abide satisfied. And you will not be visited with evil. Takes care of the anxiety and fear right there. Let's get another one. Psalms 118 and 8. And that pretty much says, it is better to take refuge in Yah than to trust in man. So don't think something about to get better with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Superman and Wonder Woman. I'm not looking for policies which destroy families to save me. A referendum, a bill, a law. No, none of these things are going to change your life because they haven't changed the lives for our people in over 400 years. But this stuff I'm reading to you right here will change your life. He that the Son sets free will be free indeed. Romans 10 and 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word. We read that. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Most of your worries and fears have a lot to do with what's going to happen, what's coming. You can't even enjoy the one day that you're existing in right now and make the most of it. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop there. I got quite a bit more scriptures. If you want to write them down and read them, it's Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. 2 Timothy 1, 1 through 18. Philippians 4, 19. And my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. There's 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 16. There's Romans 10, 1 and 21. Acts 22, 6 through 30. John 8 and 44. We just read that about you are of your father, the devil. And Luke 12 and 4 says, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who can kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. The Most High can destroy the body and the soul. Snatch your spirit, breath, right out your lungs. He's the one you better fear, and that's it. As far as what's coming to this world, on this world, no, we don't have fear. I have faith and believe Yah. I believe Yah that he's going to be there. I don't want you to get sick. I don't want your immune system to evaporate. I know you have to comply, but I can't believe the things that they're doing, shutting down places where anybody can have contact or places that are healing to the body. Suicide is high. Anxiety is high. And listen, I'm not a big advocate for some of these false churches and false prophets. Some of these churches serve a purpose to help people get on the right track because it is my basis too. And now they're fining churches $350,000, threatening to put, you know, preachers in jail. And some of these people saying, look, suicide rates, anxiety rates, everything is on an all-time high. My job is to heal people's minds, souls, and spirits and give them hope. And that's what we're doing as well. Hope in the midst of a dark world. And it starts with you saying, I am not going to let fear consume me. I shall walk by faith, because the just shall live by faith. And without faith, Bible says it's impossible to please Yah. Impossible. Impossible. Let's remember that. Let's remember that and be mindful of that at all times. Well, I'm going to close out by saying what I always say. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. This has been V the Preacher. You've been listening to Blueprint for Life. I pray that you will continue to enjoy your Shabbat, your Sabbath, but more importantly, stay vigilant, stay sober, be ready for the coming of Yeshua when he comes. Because truly, this is your calm before the storm. And if you want to ride through the storm, you better have safety in the ark. In the ark. In the ark. Most High, bless and keep you. Peace and blessing.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down, oh Lord. Say, Lord, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been building your kingdom, oh Lord.
All over Israel.
That's all right. I'm gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, or the preacher.
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.